Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
On, fellas. Countdown is on, fellas. Countdown is on. Top 10 list. It's time to name the Bay Area's top 10 greatest athletes of all time. Starting Monday, we want you to submit your top 10 list at 95.7 The Game and tune in all next week as each host shares their top 10 list. Beginning Monday, July 13th, we'll tally up the fan votes to reveal the final top 10 list, who makes the cut, who gets into the top five, and who becomes the official greatest athlete in Bay Area sports history. Get your submissions ready. The debate starts Monday on 95.7 The Game. Guru, take it away with some gripes, man. Take it away.
It's time for Guru's gripes. Fire away, Guru.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're starting to piss me off.
It makes me so mad.
Oh, please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
King Kong ain't got on me.
It's time for Guru's Grops.
Mother sucker.
So real quick, this is almost a counseling session, and I need my two brothers to help me out. Bonte, you're in a relationship. Steiny, you're married. So I just got to preference this with what happened. I have a spouse, and me being a spouse, talking about my wife, and I'm her spouse, I respect my wife to the utmost, and especially when the kids are watching. But you know, a couple weeks ago, I went to L.A. to see Phil Handy and my boy Relaford, and the reason that happened is they were Marco Poloing me from Handy's house. Relaford had been down there almost a month, and my wife made fun of me, like, they didn't invite you. So they heard that, and that prompted why I would want to go down there. She gave me the license to do it. So I said, fine, you know, no family vacation this year with what's going on. So right now, fellas, I say that because yesterday, I almost cried. I watched my family and my in-laws, 11 people getting two separate RVs, and my wife and the kids went to Big Sur. And they don't come back till Friday. And I didn't know anything about this trip, and it was brought to my attention yesterday, so I'm watching her pack. And in front of the kids, Steiny and Bonte, I'm saying, hey, look, when I went to L.A., everything was still open. It wasn't as bad as it is now. You guys are going far, far away. The place is still open, Big Sur, so that they haven't closed down. And we had a conversation the neighbors heard, no screaming. And I was trying to put my foot down while they were loading the RV, like, this is not a good choice. Don't go. Please don't go. I think it's Boys to Men. Please don't go. And they left. And I just want to tell you, Steiny and Bonte, I'm feeling some type of way. I want the kids to have a good time. But as a spouse, for you not to, in front of the kids and the in-laws, to just go against what I said, I'm feeling some type of way. So when she comes back, I don't know how I move forward. I said out loud, don't go. This is dangerous. And I haven't heard from them. They left yesterday, Steiny and Bonte. Just help your boy out. I would never do that to my spouse in front of the kids if you told me not to do something. Am I making more of it than it is, Steiny? They're in Big Sur right now. What's the difference? I haven't heard. I mean, go ahead, Steiny.
What's the difference between them going to Big Sur and you going to L.A.?
COVID-19 wasn't running. It was here, but we all thought it was going away. A couple weeks ago, it was better than what it is now. I mean,
the virus isn't better or worse than it's ever been. The virus is the virus. It's the people. The virus is still there as much as it's ever been there. It's how smart we are as people. Like, the virus doesn't go up and down like a roller coaster. The virus is there. We got to be smart and try not to pick it up. I don't make a differentiation between you going to L.A. and them going to Big Sur.
And the reason I did, real quick, Steiny, the reason I did that is Governor Newsom and what he shut down and what he's taken away from us. And since my trip, there have been things to where we've basically been put back on quarantine, Bonte. And Bonte looking like he's sweating because I told you in a relationship. But I'm feeling some type of way that I couldn't get across that not as my way or the highway, that you couldn't see I didn't want you guys to go, and they left in the RV.
So you went to L.A., and they just didn't – I'm just surprised they didn't invite you. That's what I'm trying to wrap my head around. So you had no idea they were going to
see you later
until yesterday.
I had about a good 10-hour notice. Yeah.
Boy, she did that with some intentions. So it's just her and the kids, Guru.
Yeah, and my in-laws. So it's 11 total, two RVs and 11 people total. And they all heard our conversation of like, can't you just wait? You know, it wasn't about me not going. It's just it's dangerous out there. And now I don't even know if they made it.
Back to the Niners. No,
yeah. Why? What's the difference between you going to L.A. and them going on a camping trip?
She signed off on me going to L.A. It was almost like her idea. Well,
Why would you not sign off on them going? Why would you sign off on you going to L.A., but you wouldn't sign off on them going to take a trip?
That's a fair question, Stoney. And to answer that, it was just me, and I got on an airplane. It was just me, but it's all of them going. No? You know, going out here, and now I don't even know if they made it safely. That's all. I just thought it was more dangerous. With everything that's going on, I thought now is not the time to be taking this trip. And I had her blessing on my trip. I'm feeling some type of way, man. When they come back, I don't know.
I think you're
just going to be watching TV.
I got
to
say it. I got to say it. I think you're wrong.
I asked you, and I ain't mad at you.
I don't think you got a leg to stand on.
I think this one, you just got to chalk it, Guru, and just enjoy having a house to yourself.
Well, yeah, no sports.
I mean, your Wi-Fi's the Wi-Fi's working perfectly today on your end.
All right,
you got to embrace having a house to yourself because, you know, she signed off going to L.A., but obviously she felt some type of way about you going to L.A. Maybe she felt some type of way. I don't know. Yeah. But I'm shocked that she wouldn't tell you. You only had a 10-hour notice that they were going to Big Sur.
Like, you didn't even give me a chance to go. You guys didn't want me to go, and they were just laughing. Like it's our trip. Like, you got to work. And I'm here right now with you. But I had to share that, man. So I'll be at the house. I'm watching Game 5 of the 2007 Pistons. Cavs, where LeBron scored 25 straight, so I'll probably have Subway tonight and watch that again. Yeah, I'm having a blast.
That's a problem.
Don't worry about me. But, Steiny, you're not the only one that said that. My brother said, you know, he didn't say it quite like you did with the leg to stand on. He said a little harsher. But
There's two things. I mean,
the whole thing is if your husband doesn't want you to go, call it off. That's all. That's my dad and mom, they never fought hardly at all. But if one was leaning the other way, they would just be like, you know what, if you're not comfortable with it, we won't do it. And she got out of here like Mario Andretti hitting the corner. We got the corner house in the RV like they were going to Disneyland. I was like, damn.
Well, and can I assume that the 11 of them have spent time together in the last few months?
Yeah. No doubt.
Okay, so
the in-laws,
they have a bubble.
Too far from them.
So, if they're taking – so they're taking one RV with 11 people in it?
Two RVs.
And everybody in those two RVs has been exposed to each other already.
Yes,
and they're
sir.
Going camping.
Yeah.
Like, I got to tell
place
you.
Called Pinnacle.
Oh, that's beautiful. Dude, that's what, that's infinitely safer than what cool. you did.
All right, I hear you. I got you. No doubt, Steiny. I'm with you. But
dude,
I had her blessing. It wasn't a – yeah, but now I'm – you know, the parents coming out in me like she's my kid because now I'm worried about, you know, it's 11 of you, you know. And
don't do that,
I'm going to keep it real. I'm putting it right on the table and don't judge me. With everything that's going on with race relations and me not being there, not that I'm Superman, I thought of that. You know, if you come across some mad people, you know, and they were like, oh, you know, why are you thinking like that? But I'm like, you got to think like that. And that's what has me feeling like I wish they wouldn't have won. And, you know, that's all. But I appreciate you guys' opinion, man. That might have been TMI.
No, hey, at least you got the video games. Yeah. You got Subway. Yeah. You know, maybe we'll come over and have some drinks with you.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, right. I mean, yeah. You know, I don't, yeah. Steiny, I don't know about yeah. you.
That last caveat feel, I just added about the relationships with the race relations, you know, that's a big part of how I'm, you know, that I hate I mean, that I'm back here. That's scary to me, man.
I mean, there's that's a joke. All. There's a joke here about, I mean, I hear you because racism in the Yosemite Valley, I mean, it is getting out of control. I mean,
I
think I wouldn't worry. I try not to worry, Goo. I mean, if they're safe, yeah. they're safe.
Yeah. Hadn't heard from
you know, everybody's got to be safe. That's all.
Boy, that's
try to be safe.
There's more yeah. things I want to say off the air about the situation than on the air.
Sorry to put that.
There's a lot to unpack
help me.
Here. Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with Guru today.
I know what's wrong with Cougar today
yeah,
now.
Thank you,
Pete. By the way, Marv out.
Marv, your mind, oh boy.
That was I didn't expect Cougar's Grites to go down that road, man. God.
The one thing I will say though, Goo, is, and I mean this, like I kind of like having the house to myself for a few days.
Don't get me wrong. I love it. Who says that? I love it. Oh, Stephen okay. A. Yeah, I'm there. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
I'm concerned. Every time all I right. get the euphoria of being alone, I'm thinking about how they are. And that takes away from it, Vontae.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Back to the Niners.
Yeah. By the way, Marv Albert.
Back to the
Niners.
Not
going to Orlando. Marv Albert not going to Orlando. What? The great Marv Albert, he will not. How be
old
going
is
to the
hey, how old is he? I bet he's probably about 75. I would think.
Yeah, I think he's pushing 80.
And it counts.
I saw Alvin Gentry is planning on being there.
Wow. Mike D'Antoni.
D'Antoni also.
Marv Albert, yeah. 79 years old.
Oh my goodness!
Damn, still yeah. calling wow. games, 79. Man. Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's getting up there. According to Sam Amick, Dwight Howard's status remains unclear for Orlando and that he's working through concerns with him and his agent. Now, if they lose Avery Bradley and Dwight Howard, those are some underrated tough losses for the L.A. Lakers. Dwight Howard played really well off the bench.
I'd agree with that. I would agree with that.
And real quick, in our morning call, and you guys were right. I'm telling you, you're right, and I wasn't telling you anything else, but I'm curious. Let's say Dwight Howard doesn't play. Let's say some other big names players don't go to the bubble. I was just asking you two, at what part will that be the story of maybe why that we didn't see the best version of the Lakers? Because you can't ignore that, right? You can't ignore who was without, you know, said players. And if Dwight Howard and Avery Bradley, those are big losses. But yeah. I guess what I'm saying, fellas, Steiny and Bonte, I'm not wrong for saying, you know what, Houston didn't get it done and they were missing three heavyweight players. That's reality. I don't think that would be me.
Yeah.
You know, people were coming down my road last night on Twitter. Oh, if they don't show, they don't show. They're still playing. They had a chance to win. But
yeah, I saw Taylor Rooks tweeting last night. Taylor Rooks from Bleacher Report saying, let's just put the rat on the table. She basically was saying, it's going to be an asterisk. Whoever wins the championship, there's going to be an asterisk. And I'm like, no. It's just what 2020 is presenting us. It's a weird situation. But everybody's going to be healthy for the most part. And you just can't – because, like, here's the thing with the asterisk. You could put an asterisk on every single damn title. Like, Warrior fans don't want to hear it. I'm a Warrior fan, but 2016 – people in Cleveland think, oh, put an asterisk on it. We didn't have Kyrie or Kevin Love. 2015 Cavs. 2016 Warriors. We say, well, Draymond was suspended. Bogut got hurt. Iguodala, throw an asterisk on there. So we can throw an asterisk. And I love what Tom Haberstroh did the other day on NBCSportsBayArea.com. He basically said, let's see how many champions have an asterisk next to their title. And he basically went down the list and named every single champion and had a reason on why they got an asterisk. So I don't buy the asterisk theory. I don't. I'm kind of with Steiny here. I'm warming up to the scenario where 10 years from now, we're going to look back on the COVID-19, the 2020 year, look at the COVID-19 year, and basically say, you know what? That team had to go through a lot to win the championship. They had to go through a lot to stay in the bubble, to sit out there in Orlando, couldn't leave. You just had to sit there and play hoops for 8 straight weeks to win a championship. That's how I'm starting to look at it.
Yeah, I'm not for an asterisk at all. I don't think we're going to – I just don't think we're going to need it. And even if, again, even – I'm just looking at – okay, Serge – you might be saying, well, why Serge Ibaka? Serge Ibaka last year, okay, I'm looking at who played every single playoff game from a year ago on teams. And this is what I'm saying is I think we're going to – I think – okay, OG Anunoby. I'm pretty sure he didn't play in the playoffs last year. And he was a rotation player for the Toronto Raptors. And I'm just saying, I'll bet you if we went down the list of these kind of players, we'd find that guys miss games. They just – once in a while, it just happens in the postseason, you know. Marc Gasol played all the games. But again, I just use the Warriors. The Warriors have – let me ask you this. Has there been a playoff where the Warriors have been completely healthy start to finish?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
What if I said the first year?
I don't think so.
Who was hurt the first year? The first time I thought everybody was available. Well, Barbosa, Curry, the Clark.
Curry got hurt in the Houston series, right? But did he come back that year, 2015? Remember he slipped on the wet – no, that was 2016. Man, he got hurt. He had like – oh, no, he did come back. The first one, when they played the Rockets, Curry got hurt. He like fell on his head. Remember that? He fell on his head or something like that. He came back in the game. He wasn't right. People thought he had a concussion. This is 2015 I'm talking about. You know, it was like game 4. It was on Memorial Day. They were going to sweep the Rockets. He gets hurt. They lose. They come back to Oracle in game 5 and win. But I believe Curry didn't miss any action. So maybe 2015 is the one year where everybody
where no nagging
basically
injuries, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Strength in numbers. That was it for me. You had everybody available.
Yeah. A few guys obviously miss it or miss time. To me, I'm going to chalk it up for that happens anyway. Okay. I mean, I do think it's like kind of the eye test. I mean, who's there, who's not? You know, who's there, who's not? And if there's – I mean, obviously big names start dropping like flies, well, then, yeah, I think we got an issue for sure. But I don't – like right now, I just kind of see what would maybe happen during a normal year with some guys being hurt. During parts of the playoffs.
And Dinwiddie with the Nets, I mean, that's a bit – I mean, not that you guys had them coming out the East, but they got, what, 4 guys, and he's a big one. We don't even know, you know, his status, but that's everything,
Take the under on the Brooklyn Nets win total, whatever that is. I mean, they might not win a game in Orlando. Dave McMiniman just tweeted this out for ESPN. He covers the L.A. Lakers. Rob Pelinka, GM for the L.A. Lakers, says Dwight Howard is another player within extenuating circumstance beyond Avery Bradley after the mother of one of his children passed away recently. The team continues to stay in touch with him, and it's hopeful he will be with them in Orlando. That's Dwight Howard there. Dave McMiniman on Dwight Howard. So we'll see what happens, man. We will see what happens. And look, we started the show talking about this. Guys dropping out. Do they owe us any excuses or any explanation? They don't. They don't. Because these are real-life issues going on here. And got to think that some of these players, one thing I was thinking about was usually this is the time they go on their family vacations and take a break from basketball. You know,
yeah.
This is their offseason. There's no such thing this year unless you drop out of the Orlando bubble.
Right. Or the 3 months that you had up until, you know, what, we're a month away from basketball activities resuming if they do. So,
right.
They've like, been I'm off just looking, right
now. I'm just trying to scroll through stuff. Like last year, Marcus Smart missed 7 of 9 playoff games for the Celtics.
Oh,
wow. I'd kind of forgotten about that.
Yeah,
so, you know, I mean, I'm just going to probably during the break check out some, you know, some other teams to kind of see. But I – because I think it is fair to kind of look and see what's normal and what's not.
Check on this, Steiny. I think Pascal Siakam, if I'm not mistaken, may have missed game 4 in the Sixers series when the Raptors were down 2-1.
I think you're
right. And Kawhi Leonard had a monster game 4 to even that series up. Sixers were going to go up 3-1. We all thought, man, no Pascal Siakam, they're done. I believe Siakam missed game 4. I could be wrong there, but we can check on that. Plus, this date in history. This, real quick, we'll do this right now. This date in history. We got two of them. Kevin Durant last year signs with the Brooklyn Nets. And in 1993, Chris Webber was drafted on this day. He was drafted as a Golden State Warrior this day in history. Last year, Kevin Durant signing with the Brooklyn Nets. I guess it was no shock that he was leaving the Golden State Warriors, right? Nobody could be shocked.
I don't know.
Mark Spears wrote that article about KD loving the San Francisco, and I thought it was all – I thought he was going to be here for a long time. And, I was wrong. It happened. But, man, I didn't see him bolting like he did, man.
I remember Steiny and I doing a show. It was like my first month in 95.7 The Game. We're at the groundbreaking ceremony for Chase Center, and KD was the lone player there with the shovel.
Yep. No?
Like he was going to be
the goggles,
here.
Yeah.
The goggles, man.
And to me, it just – it's also an indication of just – nobody knows. Nobody knows these guys, whether you're us three, whether you're a big-time reporter. These guys, they don't let you in unless they want you to be in, and for the most part, they don't. And I just think we can look at it now, and nobody knew what was going to happen. Although, speaking of that, did you see that? It's a 10-year anniversary of also LeBron's decision, and I saw a story where that said he was all set to go to New York, and all they had to do was have a good meeting, and the meeting turned out to be a disaster. And that's why he didn't go to the Knicks.
God, we're so stupid.
Yeah, let's get into that coming up here because there was a lot of
your
nuggets.
Boy went off
Brian
this
Windhorse.
Morning, yeah.
He who went off? Stephen A.
Stephen A. Yeah,
he went off on who?
He said, "Windhorse."
You better be careful.
He said they're boys. He appreciates them. They talk, but there's no way in hell that story was true, and nobody was closer to the situation than him. The Knicks were never an option, and I'm just watching it like, damn, Steve. You didn't
no disrespect whatsoever.
We don't know what's true, but he said that on his show this morning. Like, no way LeBron had the Knicks on his list. It's just not, you know. I was like,
yeah,
damn.
Windhorse made it seem like that the Bulls had a bigger shot. The Bulls had a shot more than anybody outside of the Miami Heat, but they couldn't clear room. Or Derrick Rose. We'll get to that. Let's dive into that coming up here. Also, it's Mike Tyson's birthday, and we got some stuff with that. Mike Tyson turned 54 today.
My back.
That's what's coming up here. It's sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. Chilton Auto Body is open to serve the Bay Area with contact-free auto body repair options along with free pickup and delivery. Chilton Auto Body now offers virtual estimates and curbside contact-free service from the comfort of your vehicle. Book an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Download the radio.com app and search 95.7 The Game. Add it to your favorites. Don't miss a second, whether you're at home, in your car, or at work. And you can listen to those tunes by Joe Spadoni right there. It ain't no fun. It's always fun here at BSNG.
Don't a competitor.
You could use the rewind feature to catch any moments you miss from the last 24 hours, including Andy Benoit, who joined us yesterday at 11:15. You could also tell your smart speaker, hey, Alexa, or hey, Google, play 95.7 a game. Damon Radulkowski coming up next from 2 to 6 in the Butcher Shop with Ryan Covey and Joe Shasky, the Butcher Boy. And we've got to figure out the 7-iron gate. Steiny, just don't wilt, man. Don't wilt. I'll worry about you. Stay strong there. Don't worry. 7-iron.
Don't worry. Don't wilt. I'm going to get mine. Don't worry. You know, it's so funny. You know, I just was looking at the text line and talking about the asterisk. And I have one simple question. Why would there be even talk of an asterisk this year? Assuming they finish the season in Orlando, when we never talked about an asterisk with a 50-game season, and we never talked about an asterisk with a 66-game season, both those coming during lockout years. Every team in the regular season will have played 66 or more games, and they will, despite the break, still have a full-on playoff if they can pull this off. If they pull this off, there's no chance that anybody should say anything about an asterisk. There have been two seasons in the last 20 where they played fewer regular season games than they did this year.
Yeah, I'll just speak on, again, not just COVID-19, the break, Steiny. It's been almost 3 months, if not that and more, before they get back on the court. And with the protest and the league being predominantly black, I just have to assume a lot of people will say or could say, you know what, these guys mentally, they may think they're all bought in, but like Bonte said earlier in the show, they're distracted. Their mind's on other issues, and that's not a bad thing, but that's the only thing I can think about that I could that you could think would make somebody say that. The fact that the league had put, you hit the pause button, now you got social unrest and you got COVID-19 and people, these players are just focused on other things. And I don't think that would be valid unless we saw an underdog pull an upset and win the finals. And then you could kind of go to that to where, oh, yeah, you didn't get the best version of the Lakers because they were focused on other things. I'm not saying it's right or it makes sense, but it's got to be something on that avenue.
But everybody's going through the same thing. Yeah.
Well, that is, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right. That's why it was bothersome to hear Jay Williams say what he said about LeBron.
And he tried
to put him in that sentence with Ali. Yeah. It's just like, man, what are you doing, Jason Williams? What are you talking about? Why is this guy on the pedestal? Like, it was just really, you just look at Jalen Rose, man. I'm glad they had to pan the camera off of Jalen Rose. Because his facial expressions gave it away. It was like, what is this? What is this doofus talking about? What is he talking? Jay Will's a smart guy. I don't want to call him a doofus, yeah. But damn, you sound like a doofus when you say things like that. Like, are you
having an agenda?
That?
Yeah, no doubt. Producers? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was just, I didn't get it, Steiny and Goo. I really didn't.
I mean, I think I get it. I think he's what they call caping for LeBron, obviously. Mm. I mean, look, everybody does it to their favorites. You know what I mean? I mean, it would serve LeBron James well for this championship to go down as somehow special in among all the championships in NBA history because of what happened. It wouldn't behoove LeBron James for the whole league and everybody to play into the narrative of, well, this thing doesn't mean anything this year. I mean, that's what it comes. I got to laugh at this, and the reason I got to laugh is because we were talking about documentaries, right? Yeah. Who do you want one of? Who do you not? I just saw this tweet come across. You guys remember we had this gentleman on, Barry Trammell from Oklahoma City. He was the guy who was at odds with Westbrook for a while. He just tweeted 6 minutes ago.
And Kevin Durant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He just tweeted 6 minutes ago, the Eddie Sutton documentary debuted Monday night on ESPN. Here's what I wrote after a sneak preview. I mean, I didn't have Eddie Sutton on my list of guys who should be commanding documentaries. Although he won a lot of games with a lot of different
Eddie
programs.
Sutton.
USF legend.
Old school.
Dead. USF legend.
He coached the Dons.
Legend. Well, Eddie Sutton. That's a great, he did. I know. That's where he broke the win record, I believe, or when he, whatever accomplishment. He had a historic milestone that he accomplished at USF, and they all put him on his shoulders or whatnot. The forgotten years of USF basketball. I mean, you talk about a money grab. I mean, hey, Eddie
speaking
Sutton
of series,
like, go to San Francisco, the Bay Area for a couple years.
Speaking ahead, of series and docs, we didn't even talk about Cap. I guess he's got a six-parter on Netflix about, if I'm correct, his high school years, fellas. Wow.
Yep.
And I'm gonna say this just real quick about that. I was on these airways when Cap first kneeled and the things took off, and I very passionately, I was upset when people were comparing him to Muhammad Ali or Dr. Martin Luther King. And the reason I said that at the time was I felt like guys like Martin Luther King, Ali, Malcolm X, you know, they were very vocal. And for a lot of time, the Cap wasn't playing. You know, his girlfriend Nessa was speaking for him, and he wasn't in front of the mic. So it was just me. I was coming down his road because I'm like, if you're put on that pedestal, we got to hear what you're thinking. But now all this has happened. Time has gone on, and he's basically sacrificed his career. It's just me. I have no problem. And the the textbooks are probably going to reflect this too. When you mention that Ali, now Kaepernick, I don't know how you two feel. He does belong mentioned with those guys and gals. I mean, because the sacrifice, which basically was his career, I was hoping it wasn't, that's pretty much what he gave up to focus on social and racial injustice, and now we have this happen, and he was 3-4 years ahead of it, but he basically now, when I hear, Ali, Kaepernick, I don't even scoff at that like he doesn't belong anymore. I'm like, you know what? He's up there. I don't know how you two feel on that, but when you hear him mentioned in the likes of Ali or Dr. Martin Luther King, Steinie and Bonte.
I don't know. It's probably more for you guys to judge an impact like that.
Yeah.
On minorities and people of color.
Yeah.
I mean, it's heavy.
Yeah, that's a strong one. It's heavy. And I got to. You know, I need to see a little more. And part of it is, like, I wasn't around for Ali, but you read about Ali. He just basically
went to jail. He
didn't want to go to war, so had to go to jail and give up his heavyweight championship. He had to go to jail. Think about that. He had his freedom taken away. Now,
he wasn't going to fight nobody.
Kaepernick got his career
him.
Taken away. But Kaepernick didn't have to spend jail time. You know what I mean? Ali had to go to jail. Well, Martin Luther King, I mean, 3 years in jail. And then had to go back and, you know, and then finally got a chance to box again. And then Martin Luther King Jr., I mean, boy, that's – you can think about Martin Luther King Jr. and what he did and the marches in Alabama. And so, yeah, I'm not there yet with Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. I'm not discrediting Kaepernick for what he's done, but when you talk about Ali, Martin Luther King Jr., that's just a different stratosphere for me.
And you know what? Real quick, fellas, I'll end it with this. And elevate may be the wrong word. You know, I may piss some people off using that with Kaepernick, but I think what we saw with George Floyd and the way that the cop kneeled on George's neck and how that all went down, and the Cap was kind of a precursor to what's been happening and still happening, I just feel like somehow to me, again, it's just me, that elevated Cap in a sense, and nothing he could draw or map out or even bank on. But, you know, I'm hearing Dr. Harry Edwards, some smart people that have been around and been around some movements. I don't know why I'm kind of giving Cap credit for what we're seeing in the streets, and maybe I'm wrong in doing so. When you're seeing all these different nationalities and different minorities and young people, like, that's it. I kind of just put Cap's face on that, on this movement that we're currently in. And it's more than just him, but, I'm just – kind of backtracking and kind of like, man, he was doing this 4 years ago, and now look, you know?
I hear you on that one. Let's switch subjects here before we get out of here. Something we wanted to get to earlier today was about the Miami Heat and 3 days in July, the high-stakes maneuvers that assembled LeBron, Wade, and Bosch. Brian Windhorst, senior writer for ESPN, wrote this, and talked about the decision, and he talked about the different meetings and how Pat Riley had his rings in a Crown Royal bag, and Chris Bosh still owns Pat Riley's 2006 NBA championship ring. Interesting stuff here. I thought it was the start of player empowerment, what we see now with players and all the movement we see in the NBA. What did you guys think of this piece here by Wynn Horson? Just thinking back to what happened with the decision when LeBron James sat down with Jim Gray to make that decision.
Yeah, I thought it was cringeworthy at the time. It was awkward. It was, I mean, the whole lines of take my talents to South Beach. It didn't even, you know how when high school recruits sit at a table now with three hats and they put one on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they'll put on like an Alabama hat and you'll be like, okay, he's going to Alabama. Well, like, when LeBron said, I'm taking my talents to South Beach, like, it took a second to figure out what he meant almost. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you're like,
right.
What is he talking? I guess he's going to the Heat. Oh, okay. It was just strange. The whole thing was just really, really strange. And, I mean, let's also not forget, he took a lot of heat like Durant took a lot of heat. He did for going to Miami.
Yep. And definitely was a villain.
And his departure from Cleveland to me was very similar to Durant's departure from Oklahoma City.
But he came back and delivered a chip, which, you know, I don't know if Durant has plans on ever getting back to OKC, but they were burning Bron's jersey. And to me, Bron coming out of high school and the money that, you know, the decision went to the Boys and Girls Club, you know, the money, not that he needed it, it went to a good cause. But I'll never forget, I took off work early. I was watching Jim Gray. I was watching every word out of LeBron's mouth. And I will say this, I felt like that was his college recruitment process all over again. And maybe that's why he, you know, because at that point, LeBron was everything. He was the culture. But, you know, like you said, Steiny, it was cringeworthy. But I was on every word what he was saying, where he was going. And I just wonder if Durant would have did it that way had he caught that same heat, you know, when he signed with the Warriors.
Yeah, that was – yeah, I mean, he came out with the article, My Next Chapter. What was it? Is the next chapter or something like that, and he had the Warriors logo on. And you know, it was unfortunate, but, yeah, it was cringeworthy because I was just looking at the people of Cleveland. It's like, all right, man, just make the decision. Whatever decision you make, it's going to be a big one, and you have it on national TV, and I get it. You raise some money for the Boys and Girls Club. You use your platform for that. You use your platform to have a special. But, man, like, it was – what it did to Ohio and the economy. And I'm not saying he shouldn't have left Cleveland because I feel him. They didn't have a lot of talent out there. They couldn't get guys to play there. But it was, in a way, it was just like, damn, dude, like, did you really have to do that? Did you have to do it like that?
Right.
And it kind of spoke to LeBron's power, though, and who he was, that he could pull off something like that.
It was just like, damn,
LeBron really does have some juice. But
yeah,
the fact that the Bulls had a chance here. Go ahead, Steiny.
No, just, you know, and that's what happens when you grow up. I mean, how old was he back then? 25, 26? Maybe a little older. Now
he's something like
you know,
that.
He's I don't think
never
he's
never had the college experience of choosing that hat, you know?
Yeah, I just look at that and I just thought he looked incredibly immature. He came off as selfish But, you know, over the course of – and I think he regrets that. I think he's actually said as much. All you can do
what
is –
what part, Steiny? Right. Just the show of it?
Yeah,
like
the show
Bonte
of it.
Just
– not leaving Cleveland, the show of it.
Right, just the show of it, huh?
The show of it. Right.
Absolutely. I'm just wondering now if we get that new LeBron, would they catch hell like LeBron did then? Or would we be now with social media and everything – Would it be accepted more now if a top free agent like LeBron did that again, something very similar, even if he did it from his home or whatnot? Or would he catch hell?
Well, let's see what Giannis does when he comes to the Warriors.
Wow. Like if Giannis pulled that off, would he catch hell? I don't think he would.
Well, now, other little nuggets in this article, the New York Knicks. Mike D'Antoni has some pretty funny quotes in here. Said all these teams that figure out we could get another star. The Heat walked in there with a three-pronged attack. They blew us out of the water. But the Bulls, I find it interesting that LeBron, he got a call from Joakim Noah, didn't pick it up, didn't return a phone call. And Derrick Rose really wasn't hell-bent on recruiting Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and LeBron James to Chicago. And he was only 21 at the time, and he's like, dude, this is my team. But he was not willing to be part of really the recruitment process to get LeBron and Wade and Bosh. So it's just funny because Derrick Rose ended up playing for Cleveland with Wade and LeBron later on in his career. But the Bulls, man, they had a shot. They had a shot at getting LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, but they get the Miami Heat. Now, look what it's done in free agency and player empowerment. It's kind of funny how this is played out 10 years ago, and we see where the league is at right now.
And that's one thing I always kind of liked about Derrick Rose, is that's not who he was. He didn't want to have to go recruit. That's just not, you know, there are guys like that. I love it. Hey, you want to come here? I'm here. Joakim's here. Well, don't make me make a phone call. Maybe fly across the country. It's like, get out of here. That's kind of old school.
Yeah, and that's why I always give Steph credit for allowing KD to come, because I don't believe Derrick Rose would have signed off on that. Kobe wouldn't have signed off on that. But it speaks to who Curry is and how comfortable he is in his skin.
Well, I was thinking more that Curry and the Warriors could have been like, hey, KD, we ain't coming to the Hamptons. You want to come play with us? We're right here. But we ain't coming to the Hamptons to beg you. But clearly, he wanted to be recruited. And that was a big part of making his decision. And it worked.
It did work. It did work for the Golden State Warriors. Two championships later. We'll see whoever makes a decision or whatnot. I mean, both those guys got ripped. But here's the difference with LeBron James. I felt like the Miami Heat fans never really turned their back on LeBron James. They kind of just cheered with him, and they embraced the fact that they had LeBron James down there in South Beach. You can make the case that Warrior fans didn't fully embrace Kevin Durant the way Miami Heat fans embraced LeBron James. I mean, it's just the truth.
You're gonna drop that at 150
Yeah, right. 150.
You're gonna drop that at 150.
Get the hell out of here. Steiny. Strategy, baby. Getting the hell out of Dodge, man.
Oh,
getting the hell out of Dodge with that one.
Are you taking vacation tomorrow? Bate?
Who?
You.
Me? No, yeah. I'm here.
I don't know. That's the kind of line you drop right before vacation. Oh.
Hey,
we're not gonna talk to the listeners for another 5 days
later.
Or something.
I know we were doing that real quick. That,
we could bring
that
it up tomorrow.
Foul. Yeah, and I should have saved this. But we were doing the fair or foul when I was doing the basketball comps. But they had Derrick Rose rookie year game one at Boston, and I tweeted out FU injuries because his career was just snatched out from underneath him. I ask you to this. Derrick Rose on his healthiest day, Steiny and Bonte, you got to pick between him and Steph Curry. You don't even got to give me an answer. Just how difficult of a question is that?
Well, you said I didn't have to answer, so.
Well, I want to hear you, but because we ain't got much time. But
Steiny, put it on ice like this.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's a hell of a
put
one.
Put it on
to
ice
me,
like
man.
Tomorrow.
Go ahead. Okay.
Hell.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah, put it on ice.
I mean, Derrick Rose won an MVP, so he's not he wasn't chopped liver.
No doubt.
I mean, to me, Derrick Rose, you know, he was Steph Curry, only his ability to finish was like Steph's ability to shoot from the outside, and Derrick Rose's shot from the outside is kind of like Steph, driving. Doesn't mean he can't shoot it, but it's not, you know. Derrick Rose got to the bucket. Steph Curry knocks down threes.
Right. Yeah.
Didn't mean Derrick Rose couldn't make a shot. It just wasn't his strength. So I think there's a comparison
Derrick Rose MVP season, he was, man, Man, pre-injury Derrick Rose was
the dunk on Steve Nash. Nice. Remember that one at Phoenix?
He was nice.
Off the Mertz.
You actually don't. Nice. I don't remember that. I don't remember a specific dunk, believe it or not.
Mike Tyson, 54, turned 54 today. We didn't even get into that. Mike Tyson, 54-year-old. Talk about a guy who hit rock bottom, was at the top, hit rock bottom. Now everybody loves him again. Everybody wants to see him box again. We were talking about that before the show. Mike Vick, Tiger Woods, two names that come to mind there. And that's it for us. I'm getting out of Dodge, Starty. You like how I did that? Get the hell out of here. Drop
that was sly.
150.
Hey, that was sly.
Hey, maybe it comes back up tomorrow right here on BSNG. Starty, Guru, talk to you guys tomorrow morning. Producer Kyle, good job. Joe Spadoni back on the board. Good job as well. Damon Radulkowski coming up next right here on 95.7 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.